Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, let's just go outside our normal box here on the Monday edition of Racing HQ. The Captain Cook Stakes on Saturday in New Zealand was won by a horse that we saw, in fact, during the Sydney, I want to say autumn this year. Time does get away. Trained by Chris Gibbs and Michelle Bradley. And I'm going to get Chris to pronounce the name to us of the winning horse because I hear different sort of ways. Morning to you, Chris.
G'day, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. How do you pronounce this horse's name?
Dan's Dance.
Say it again.
Dan's Dance.
Okay. Well, whatever you call it, I'll tell you something. It went pretty good there on Saturday.
She did. She danced around them pretty good, I thought. Won very impressively. Thanks, Andrew.
Look, you watch her in this race, and, it was a mile wait for age, but I'm not too sure, again, what she beat, but it was just the way that she let down the straight for Opie Bossom.
Yeah, they did go a little bit hard in front, which probably set it up beautifully, really, because every race previously down at Trentham was the pattern was front running. We had a few ideas thrown around, and we thought, we'll just let it show if you'll work it out. And then a few of them went a little bit hard in front, so it worked out quite well. But she was three wide all the way, and then really come right round them on the bend, and I don't think there was any excuses for anything behind her. She was too good.
I think it was just the way that she sprinted away from them. You've got your summer group racing over there. What have you got for her, Chris?
She'll go to the Zabil Classic, which is weight for age 2000 on Boxing Day. And then there's the possibility of what they call the Herbie Dyke Stakes, which is another 2000 metre weight for age, and that's run at in Waikato. That's the biggest money for us over here. But it was always the plan was to probably come over to see you guys again for the Sydney Autumn Carnival because, I think when we came over last time, we were certainly over the top and we were sort of hitting on a bit of a downward one, but there are only three once and we had to have a go. We just make sure that our plan's in place where we come over on more on the fresh side. As you see, she hadn't raced for a long time and she went straight into the mile and really was quite forward, so...
Yeah, she hasn't raced for a while. And you did run the two runs to remind our listeners. You ran fifth in the Vinery Stud behind High Yam and Unforgotten. And then you went to Randwick for the Oaks and finished behind Unforgotten. You finished sixth there, beaten six lengths. But you look back at now and think that she just had enough by the time she got to Sydney.
Yeah, I think a lot of our horses, and you're chatting to the likes of Murray Baker, they travel a lot. And even Michael Pittman, who had Savvy Cope in the Oaks as well, she ran a spot ahead of us. I think we probably almost needed some rain, really. Our horses were very fit, but when the tracks were as good as they were, which was quite unusual, wasn't it? It hadn't been like that for a long time. I think we just lacked that life in the legs, and we raced a bit dour. And I think that we certainly learnt a lot from it, but She peaked in the Derby in New Zealand, and then I guess we sort of had a go. And the best thing, you take positives out of it, Andrew, and she grew up an enormous amount. She came back a different horse and came in as a four-year-old, just bigger and stronger.
And do you think her pet distance, that was a mile of Captain Cook on Saturday, but now you go to 2,000-metre races. Is 2,000 her best trip?
I'm not sure. She certainly relishes it. I'm not sure if she's a genuine mile and a half horse. I think she's got that brilliant turn of foot where we'd certainly thrown around ideas to do with things like Doncasters and things like that because she won the Zabil on Saturday. The 1600 at Randwick's like a 2000 metre race anyway, so it could well be she'd get in there beautifully weighted. So. We'd have to consider a race like that.
Okay. Well, you got plenty to think about, but we look forward to Boxing Day again to seeing her because, as I say, the way she let down, she's got plenty of potential. I urge people, if you didn't see it, because obviously it was a busy Saturday afternoon, go to the New Zealand website and have a look at it, nzracing.co.nz, because it was an impressive win. Good to talk to you, Chris.
Thanks, Andrew. It was nice to talk to you again, too.